Let's talk about some good news. There is good news coming from states that are introducing legislation against, how do I put it? Yeah, the spraying in the air. Let's take a look over here, shall we, at some of these images.
Friends, a quick note before we continue. This video was broadcast earlier when this legislation was first passed by different states. The information is so important and so relevant, and it's a part of my series on the spraying in the sky. So I wanted to make sure that we covered this again. Also, be sure to join me on Friday because at my other channel, Living Soul with Peggy Hall, we're going to talk about how to talk to people who don't want to hear what you have to say. All right, let's get back to the video.
Now, this is quite strange. And for those people who are not aware of what's going on, it's important that you look up. I like this image right here. It shows everybody on their cell phones, their head down, while all above we have something that is not clouds, even though we're being told they're clouds. These are regular clouds here in the distance. And let's see, I've had other people send me images. Actually, I'm going to be sharing with you. Here's one, the actual bills that are being introduced to get rid of this kind of stuff. This is here in California. This is very, very strange. Now, there are people who still are not convinced that this is abnormal, which is why I wrote an entire Substack that you can get here. And it's titled, How to Explain This Is Not Normal. And I have a companion video that says, no, these are not just contrails. And here's why. So, first of all, if you look, with just an objective view, these aren't clouds. And I think most rational people would agree that these are not clouds. But what they'll say is they are left over from jet airplanes. So my question is, if these were mere contrails, why aren't they a daily occurrence? Why will you have some blue skies and then you will have skies that look like this? And is this a normal jet pattern? Is that how they go? They pat these jets are crisscrossing each other, like making an X. You can see right here, that looks very strange. And why would ice crystals, if that's their next example, these are just ice crystals. Well, why would they turn orange, yellow, or brown? And there is a great website on YouTube by John Graff. He's a friend of mine. He's a freedom fighter. He does daily videos with a very high-powered camera. And another objection from people, it takes too much planning and resources. Well, the government is has unlimited resources and time and people. And so I answer all of the objections here. So if you're interested in that, I have it for you already. But what I want to talk about is good news because more and more people in different states are waking up and they actually are introducing legislation. And I want to give you a snapshot and I want to thank all of you healthy Americans that are actually sending me information along these lines. And we're going to break this down. There are some things that we need to be aware of as well because, I can see that YouTube is freezing my video again. So there are some things that we need to be aware of. Let me share my screen. And we have to double check these bills to make sure that they're not going to bamboozle us in terms of making it more difficult to have a gas-powered car, for you to have a bonfire on the beach, to have air conditioning and other conveniences of modern life that they may want to take away. So we've got Kentucky, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Illinois, South Dakota, Connecticut, and Tennessee. Now, I'm quite concerned about Connecticut's bill. We're going to start out by looking at Tennessee's because I think that it could go a little farther as well. And this information came from a Substack writer, John Fleetwood. And I don't know him personally, and I just want to use that caveat here. So if you're interested in seeing what he has to say, it is JON, John Fleetwood, and he has been tracking some of these bills. So what I want to do is first take a look at the Senate bill, and this is a very short one, and this is in the state of Tennessee. So let me share my screen. And it's really interesting because this is an amendment to another bill in the Senate in the state of Tennessee. And they're just kind of sneaking this in. And that bill has to do with not having vacancies on a board. And then they just kind of snuck this in at the last minute. And it says it's one paragraph, and it It is this proposed amendment by adding this new section. The intentional injection, release, or dispersion by any means of chemicals, chemical compounds, substances, or apparatus within the borders of the state into the atmosphere with the express purpose of affecting temperature, weather, or the intensity of the sunlight is prohibited. Now, I'm going to applaud that they are taking action. Absolutely. But you know me, I like to dig a little deeper. And when I went to the preface here, the preamble of this bill, it says, it is documented that the federal government or other entities acting on the federal government's behalf or at the federal government's request may conduct geoengineering experiments by intentionally dispersing chemicals into the atmosphere. And those activities may occur within the state of Tennessee. All right. I want to pause right there because to my reading of this, it is limiting this to the activities of the federal government or those acting on the federal government's behalf. This could be the state government. This could be foreign governments. So if I were writing this bill or I were advising the authors of this bill, I would extend this to include other government, state government, private entities, foreign entities, so that it is not just limited to the federal government. And then it goes on to say that the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, remember I did videos before letting you know that it is a good idea for you to make complaints at these agencies, and they all have different names. In California, it's the EPA, and there's a federal EPA, and most of these agencies are telling you to make a complaint at the FAA. I do plan on breaking down their handout where they're trying to just dismiss this as natural events. They're even calling these weird features in the sky persistent contrails and classifying them as a new kind of cloud. Okay, that is gaslighting and lying, right? I mean, blatant lying. So it goes on to say that this department is responsible for monitoring air, soil, and water quality and regulating industrial and agricultural emissions into the air, soil, and water within the state of Tennessee. And while not impeding agriculture or commerce within the state. All right. Then I don't see anything in this proposed bill talking about the enforcement or the penalty. Now, maybe that would come later, but I feel that this is a good step. And what about you? I feel that it hasn't gone far enough. Now, there will be those who will say, well, Peggy, they need to just open the door. They need to start, at least to start. I agree with you. But I'm always looking at the hidden agenda, as I like to say. And it is possible that some of the evildoers are going to twist and really use their own desire to prevent you from driving a car powered by gasoline. They're going to prevent you from having your air conditioner and your electricity. Well, they want us to all be on electricity. They want to prevent you from having your gas fueled appliances. They want to cover the landscape with these horrible wind farms and, you know, have everybody put solar panels on their roof, even in places where you don't get sunlight because they're blocking the sun. So we need to be careful that they are not going to pervert this information and this bill to actually serve their needs to limit you and restrict you from the kind of energy that you can use. We need to look at that. So that is a valid concern. All right, let me take a look at the next bill. All right, the next bill we're going to look at here is from the state of Kentucky. If you're interested, I will have links for you at my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And this came in 2024. And as a matter of fact, the Tennessee bill just came out. So I believe that was, well, it definitely was 2024. So here they want to create a new subchapter in their chapter to make findings and declarations regarding the dangers of atmospheric polluting activities and the Commonwealth's authority to prohibit geoengineering. They're going to define the terms, prohibit geoengineering, require the Department for Environmental Protection to issue a notice to any federal agency that has approved geoengineering activities, that those activities cannot be lawfully carried out in the Commonwealth. Again, just looking at the first few sentences of this bill, it's a little bit concerning to me. Now, we can applaud the fact that they are using the terms geoengineering, and they also are talking about atmospheric polluting activities. What if this legislature in Kentucky is going to manipulate that to mean your gas-powered car or your bonfire, you know, outside at the park, or you using whatever kind of electricity or energy that you want to use. We need to be on the lookout that they're not going to manipulate that to use it against you. Again, it's also focusing on federal agencies. Well, a state could also pollute the air, and now they're getting around the law because it's not a federal agency. So we need to just dig a little deeper, keep our eyes on these bills, and let me see what the next one is that I have queued up for you. All right, so that was the Kentucky. Now we're going to look at the state of Rhode Island, and we'll see what they have to say. So we'll hop right on over here, and let's take a look here, shall we? I'll increase the size. And this was just introduced in March 1st, 2024. And good for you, Rhode Island. Okay. And this is in the Senate. This seems to me that it goes quite a bit into quite a bit of detail. First of all, it is a 9-page bill, whereas the others were very short. And this has a lot of different definitions. So I'm not going to make you squint to read that. So I'll take you off the screen share, but I will just summarize that for you. And it is known as the Rhode Island Clean Air Preservation Act. Now, again, they may be introducing this to get bipartisan support so that those who are in favor of climate change initiatives might construe this to be in favor of climate change restrictions. We have to be careful that that's not what they're doing these bills for. We can applaud this, but we need to also stay vigilant and diligent in doing our deep digging. So this one sets out by saying, attempts to control the Earth's weather through solar radiation modification. And I've already done a video for you on that, but I will do a follow-up one for you about Bill Gates and all of the money that is going from the Gates Foundation to Harvard University for solar radiation management. Again, for people who are new to this, these are hard facts. This is objective information. This is out there. So look up into the sky, look into this information, for example, over at Harvard, and I will also have that for you in an upcoming video. So stratospheric aerosol injection, and that has the acronym of SAI, or other forms of weather engineering involve the release of hazardous chemicals and xenobiotic, foreign to life, electromagnetic radiation pollution. I'm glad that they included that into the atmosphere, threatening the public health and environmental conditions on the surface. So they're talking about ground-based facilities, including those that are working with weather satellites now. That can be a topic for another day, because I'm not convinced that we actually have weather satellites. I know, probably some of you are not going to believe that either. But it goes on to talk about the electromagnetic radiation pollution, I think is very important. And then it says that this General Assembly states and declares that the state's rights, including their authorities, are correctly exerted where federal actions have become oppressive or destructive. So again, they're framing this in terms of what the federal government is doing. I think it needs to be expanded so that the state activities are covered as well. So I will leave this bill for you if you would like to do a deep dive. As I say, it's a 9-page bill. Maybe I'll do a separate video for each state. Let me know if you would like me to do that. The purpose of this video is to give you an overview that a handful of states are taking action and that it's something to be applauded. The next one here we have is for the state of New Hampshire. And remember, these are just bills that are being introduced. In some cases, they've been passed by one house, but none of these have been signed into law just yet. So this is House Bill 1700, and this was introduced in February of 2024, and it prohibits the intentional release of polluting emissions, including cloud seeding, weather modification, excessive electromagnetic radio frequency, and microwave radiation, and making penalties for violation of such prohibition. I also applaud that they are including the electromagnetic pollution, but again, talking about prohibiting the intentional release of polluting emissions, what if that is expanded to include your gas-powered vehicle? We need to be careful that they're not going to include, I don't know, CO2 emissions from your exhalations. So we just need to be on the lookout. And I can't help it, friends. I always dig deeper. I don't accept things at face value. I know I want to applaud these actions as much as you do, but we can't just applaud them and then go about our business. We need to stay on top of this. The next one I'm going to look at, I'll show you here. This goes into the General Assembly for the state of Illinois. And I will read that to you, the synopsis. And that states, let me increase the size a little bit. It creates the Weather Modification Act. It provides that any form of weather modification shall not be allowed in the state, including the seeding of clouds by plane or ground. It defines seeding as a type of weather modification that aims to change the amount or type of precipitation that falls from clouds. And this would be effective immediately. Now, this was introduced in 2023. And also, I can see reintroduced in 2024. It hasn't really gotten anywhere in the state of Illinois. I find this to be the mildest of all, not covering any other information other than cloud seeding. All right, the next one that we're going to take a look at is South Dakota. And again, I will have links for these in my Substack. And this, as you can see, 2024 introduced into the Senate. And it is an act to prohibit the intentional release of polluting emissions into the atmosphere by cloud seeding, weather modification, excessive electromagnetic frequency, and microwave radiation, and providing enforcement and penalties for violations. So far, I like South Dakota the best. I think it's succinct. They are not limiting it, as far as I can see, to the federal government. In fact, it says that the governor, I love this, or the sheriff in the county where the reported information shall immediately issue a cease and desist order upon the discovery of weather engineering, cloud seeding, or any other polluting atmospheric activity where an agency, public official, department, office, program, or member of the public produces evidence to the governor or the sheriff that the activity involves a polluting emission. Now, again, I just said I'm in favor of this, but we have to be careful that they're not going to include you driving a car or you vaping or whatever it might be in that polluting emission. Friends, I would not put it past these evildoers to manipulate these proposed laws and use them to their advantage. So we're going to applaud on the one hand, and on the other hand, we're going to dig deeper. We're going to remain diligent and vigilant. And I understand that some people, not you, my smart, savvy, sophisticated, supportive, and sometimes snarky, healthy Americans. But there are those that want others to do the work. And so when they see that these bills are being introduced, now they feel like they don't need to do anything else. They don't need to alert other people to look up and to question what's going on. They don't need to go to their city council meetings. And friends, I know that the city council is not going to do anything unless you're in some really great city councils and even counties where you have true patriots and those who are awake to the horrors that are going on. Those do exist. And I've had some of my healthy Americans email me about good news in places like Florida and other areas where they do have local officials that are not public servants, that they actually serve the public. But by and large, when we go to these meetings, it's to educate the people around us. And it's also to rattle the cages of the evil doers so that they know what they are doing. So I wanted to bring you the good news, friends, as we close out the week. Let's give some applause that this information is getting out to a wider audience. Let's continue to look up. Please share my Substack, especially the one that says, no, these are not just contrails. And we have all the information to refute the objections that people bring up. And let me just close by saying this. It's a rare person, and I count you among the rare people, who have the wherewithal to actually withstand the cognitive dissonance, right? Cognitive dissonance is where facts and reality that people are being presented with, it doesn't coincide with what they believe their reality to be. So their reality is that those are just pretty clouds that make pretty sunsets, and that is just from the planes in the sky. Well, if they're from the planes in the sky, why aren't they every day? And why aren't there hundreds of them? You're telling me there's only a handful of planes that fly? And like, what's with those flight patterns? So it's very easy to dispel. But when someone has held a belief for a long time and you present them with actual evidence with reality and facts and truth, like objective information that can be proven, it's very, very difficult for them to let go of what they believed. Fear enters in again. And also their ego, they don't want to admit that they were bamboozled, duped, and hoodwinked. That's why so many people are still going along with the cocktails and the cooties. And they do not want to believe that they fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. So we do need to have some bit of patience with them. And I do believe that there are some that never are going to face reality because they would just rather live in their fantasy land. So let's not get too upset if they can't get with the program. Let's focus on those who want to learn more. And I thank you for marching with me all the way to heaven.